This is the, am I on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. This is the March 12th meeting of the PMB Governance Committee. I'm going to call the roll now. This is George Ryder, chair for the moment at least of the committee. R. Paul, welcome back. Excellent. R. Paul, we were about to call the roll. Do you want to do it or shall I do it?
Okay, I can't hear you. Say again, what?
We were about to call the roll. We have a quorum. Would you like to do that or shall I?
Sure, I can call it.
Go ahead.
Got it right here. Okay. Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon. Christopher Condon. Zakai Free.
Here.
Adrienne Jamont. Bulgauer.
Present.
Suzette King.
Present.
R. Paul Martin is here at last. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Sarv Randhawa. George Ryder.
Yeah.
Aki Tanaka.
Yep.
Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Ted Weisgull.
Here.
I count 10 people. We have a quorum.
Okay. Does anyone not have the agenda in front of them?
This is me.
I don't, but I don't mind following it.
Okay.
George,
should be there. I think the address that you said.
George, this is Grace. Can you send it to me?
Yes, I will. Just a moment.
George, this is Mia.
Yeah.
Could Vajra send it to me, or Sherna, or somebody who has my correct email address?
Yeah, I just wrote it the way you told me. Mia.Bediaco at CPNCPA, something like that.
Okay, you're on the live stream, please.
So, someone else would like to send it as well, please do.
I will try, Nia. I have to be on my Gmail because I'm on a different computer right now. I'll try it.
Okay, George, I'm not,
yeah.
I'm looking through my mail here fast, and I have the call-in numbers, but the only thing I'm seeing so far for the agenda is an email from earlier today. It says agenda and phone number, but it seems to be quoting something else. So,
Paul, is your number rpm@glib.com?
Yes, I've got your. You have my address, and I'm getting stuff. I'm just trying to figure out is this particular thing here the.
This was sent about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Okay, this is probably it then. Okay, there's a lot of, like, explanation in it and stuff?
Not really. Oh, yes, there is, yes.
Oh, boy. Okay, I guess I have it.
Okay. Anyone else not have it yet? We'll move on to the first item on the agenda. At the last meeting, there was some question about whether we could actually vote on the chair and secretary at the meeting or whether we needed to send out a ballot. Did anyone find any of the bylaws requiring us to do that, to send out a ballot? Okay. Hearing none, then
George, this is me. I have my phone on mute. I can't tell exactly where it is in the bylaws, but maybe you all could find it. But it always says that you have to give notice to have an election, and then you get the nominees into the secretary. So may I finish, please?
Yes.
You can't wait for the bylaws. It's not Robert's rules. You can suspend Robert's rules, but not the bylaws.
Would you send us the place in the bylaws where that's stated that we have to do that in committee?
I'll have to search for it.
All right. what I'd like to do then is to move on with myself and R. Paul as the chair and secretary until such time as this, we find something in the bylaws that says that we that vote was improper and we need to redo it by an external ballot. Is that all right with everyone? Is there any objection to that?
I would like to, Shoshana, if we could say that you are the chair and secretary pro tem until we can confirm it.
Yeah, that's fine. That was my intention.
Actually, I was secretary before, so I just can continue here.
Well, no, today, no, it's
not really. can we go on? Can we proceed with myself and R. Paul as the chair and secretary pro tem? And let me say this, if anyone can find something, please bring it to the next meeting or send it out beforehand. I had agreed to step down, and we'd have a new vote if that's the case, and so did R. Paul. If it's not here by the next meeting, let's not take any more time on this.
George, it's Shirna. I had to leave the room in order to go to the other computer to forward the agenda to Nia. Did we have an approval of the agenda? Because I have another item I'd like added.
I'm sorry, I forgot to do that. What would you like to add?
I would like an item to revise the Code of Conduct Working Group to develop to finalize the Code of Conduct that had been worked on by the PMB two or so years ago.
Revised? No, that's it, but we'll put it on as item number 11, and I think probably do is to talk about what order we want to do these things in before we do approve the agenda. So
I would like it higher up because it's clear to me anyhow that we need a code of conduct. We've had emails going back and forth that are totally uncivil.
That's fine. I don't have any problem with that. Let's add it as item 11 of the agenda, and if people want to revise the order, let's do that now. Is there any other additions to the agenda?
George, can you see the agenda? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I don't want to repeat the entire agenda. Do you have it in front of you?
If I did, I wouldn't ask you to read it. I do not have it.
You did not get my email. Or you didn't get my email and you didn't get Sherna's email. Is that correct?
No, I haven't gotten them yet.
I just forwarded it.
But for the public who doesn't have a copy, it's good to read it.
The agenda is very long. It will take it. And I don't really want to do it. Let me just first, and then when we've got all that put together, we can summarize it if by then you haven't got it yet.
George, can I suggest that R. Paul Martin is the secretary? Post it right now on the Pacifica website so that it's available to any listeners who are listening.
I'm sorry, what website would that be?
The Pacifica website. Or the KPFTX, if there's a
page. Is there a KPFTX for posting this?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm decruftifying it because it's full of multiple extraneous things, and so I'm putting the putting something we can view right now. Two, I don't have access to the Pacifica website.
Okay, so that can't be done. So, are there any other items to be added to the agenda?
George, this is Ted. I just have a three-word amendment to what is posted here on the motion that I made. It says the bylaws say, and what it should say right after that is local station boards should work with station management and so on.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes?
R. Paul. One, the agenda I've just decruftified to 10 items, not 11.
Including the one we just added?
Please say again?
Including the one we just added?
Okay, what was the one we just added?
To revive the code of conduct working group.
To make a code of conduct working group?
Revive the code of conduct working group.
But that first word I can't hear.
Revive.
Revise. Revive. The code.
Okay, are there any other additions? Okay, hearing none, let's go. Nia, have you gotten it yet?
Sandra?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, who is that? Who is that, Sandra? Never mind. So I put on as the first item, a new item, which was to deal with the issue that arose at the last PNB meeting. We were asked to deal with it, and I said I would put it on. I don't know that we need to consider it first. How do we continue to have biweekly meetings and be in compliance with the bylaws, which essentially interprets these as special meetings? Anything that isn't a in-person is a special meeting.
George, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we haven't approved the agenda.
I'm not approving it yet. I'm asking first for order of preference. We have to do that before we approve the agenda.
Okay. Put times on while we're doing that.
You know, I'm not sure about that. This is a committee. We can't limit debate, but I suppose we could put times. I don't think we can vote at the end of those times. We just have to go on to the next thing if we do that. I'm open to suggestions about that. That we have two items.
Ted Weisbaum.
This was critical for this meeting. Is an issue that needs to be resolved. The next meeting of the PNB will be a continuation of the last one, and the agenda is already set for that. We have about almost 4 weeks before some sort of policy about this has to be put in place. So I would like to move this to the next meeting if possible.
I have a question, George.
Yes?
Grace. So the next meeting will be an open meeting, and there will not be a special meeting called, in other words.
No. It will not be a continuation of the last special meeting. Essentially, all of the telephone conferences that we've been having for the last year and are continuing to have are, within the context of the bylaws, special meetings. They should all be noticed. All agenda items should be noticed 7 days in advance.
I see.
Everyone should be called by telephone, I guess that's and it should be announced a minimum of 3 time stations. Now, none of this has been happening, and some of it just isn't going to happen. I can hardly imagine the stations are really going to do this when we're having biweekly meetings. However, we need to have the meetings, and so the thought was perhaps we could craft some standing rule which would put us in at least nominal compliance with the bylaw and allow us to do what we need to do, have regular meetings. Is that clear enough?
Yeah, I was just trying to clarify the point that you were making, that we didn't need to deal with it right now. I just wanted to make certain that, indeed, nothing was going to be scheduled in that four-week period.
Grace, you're still on, aren't you?
Yes.
How do you feel about that? The next meeting is a continuation of the last meeting. The agenda is already set.
It's not really a continuation meeting. We didn't decide that.
Susan's motion was to adjourn until the 20th.
I don't think so. I think it was just to keep the those agenda items on for the next meeting.
Oh.
Okay, you could call it a continuation meeting, but I don't think that was actually what was stated. It was just stated that the agenda would start, it would be but a separate meeting, if that's kind of parsing words. But
In any case, we do not have to worry about the question of the agenda for this next meeting. Is that correct?
Well, I was going to send out another agenda. And then I was going to work out a generic agenda, which would have. I mean, it's ridiculous to ask that every committee motion that's to in a teleconference be noticed 7 days prior. That would mean that entire week before a teleconference, we wouldn't be able to have committee meetings that brought most of the meeting. So by making a generic agenda, included committee reports and motions, and then just listed the committees, any meeting developed 3 days before the meeting instead of 8 days before the meeting would be acceptable in that agenda.
Well,
I mean, otherwise, it's just too ridiculous.
That's for sure. Now, that looks to me like it would not conform to this language in this bylaw article where it says no additional business not stated in the public in the notice. Well, a notice that just says motions is not an adequate notice. But I'm not understanding or not clear about is the point George made that all the teleconferences are indeed special meetings and would fall under this special meeting bylaw amendment. Has that actually been established that these are special meetings?
Yes.
This is Barbara.
Okay.
I don't see how.
Roger, go ahead.
Well, the PMB meets regularly via phone, and then occasionally it meets face-to-face. All of the committees meet via phone, right? So those are like regular meetings, but they generally meet once a month. The meetings just have to be noticed the way meetings are always noticed. If you say you're going to meet every 2 weeks, then by all means, you have plenty of time to give a 7-day notice.
Yes, but if all the committee meetings have to give 7 days notice, then an entire week, if the PNB meets in teleconference every 2 weeks, then all the committee meetings and none of the committees would be able to meet the week before the PNB teleconference and bring motions if every motion, every wording of every motion had to be in the agenda. That's really too ridiculous.
George, may I be on the stack? This is Ted.
There is no stack, Ted. Go ahead.
Robert's Rules of Order says that in committee meetings, anyone can make any motion at any time. It does not require a second. This is if the committee has attendance of approximately 12 people or less. For instance, this meeting today has, I think, 10 people on the call right now. So this whole suggestion seems to me to be a waste of time. But let me also add that anything a committee does has to be approved by the national board. So the transparency comes at that level when our recommendations are brought before the national board.
Ted, this requirement is not for the committees. It's for the board itself. And what Grace is saying is that if we will go strictly by what this says, no committee could put anything on the agenda for its report unless it did it 7 days in advance, which means it would have had to meet 7 days in advance, which means no committee could meet in 7 days before our next meeting, which is impractical. What we're looking for is essentially a way to at least meet some of the spirit of this bylaw, which was really intended to prevent, as I understand it, was to prevent meetings called on the spur of the moment with not everybody notified, where things are sort of moved through, where you put together a quorum of your friends and you pass what you want. So clearly we're not doing that. We're not violating certainly that spirit of the bylaws. But there was an objection made because of the existence of this bylaws to our even meeting last week, which is why this is coming before the governance committee.
George, I have a very important section of the bylaws to read, which I think will clarify this. It's from Article 3, Members of the Foundation, Section 6, Meetings of the Members, Part B, Special Meetings. And it says, the officer receiving the request, said notice must state the location, date, and time of the meeting. Specify the general nature of the business to be transacted and provide that no other business than that set forth in said notice shall be transacted at said meeting. The operative word here is general.
Well, that conflicts, this is sure enough, that conflicts with the wording in this other bylaw.
Okay, so what is the other bylaw section?
Shall specify the purpose of the meeting. I mean, unless you want to say, well, the purpose is for the PNB to meet.
Well, it says if you take those two sentences together, and the purpose of the meeting is, I mean, then you can the bylaws can be interpreted very broadly or very narrowly. But here it says specify the general nature of the business to be transacted.
Which article is this?
No,
I might ask again. Can you read what is the article in the section?
Okay, that is Article 3, Section 6, Part B. And what is the other section that Leslie cited?
No, it's the one that's on the agenda, Grace. It's Article 6, Section 4.
Article 6, Section 4.
Okay. George?
Yes, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Did you want to speak? Hello?
Just to make a point, we are 5 minutes past nine, and we're still deciding what the agenda should be.
Chris Condon.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, George. I'm sorry for checking in late.
Okay. Well, de facto, we're considering the first item on the agenda. We actually haven't approved the agenda yet, but that's de facto what we're doing.
I would like to move approval of the agenda with the following amendment for the order.
Okay.
I recommend that item 11 come after item 5. That it be.
Could I ask who's moving this, please?
Yes, sure.
Sharna, and could you please state it again?
That item 11 come after item 5, application of the recently adopted 365 rule to partial terms.
Is there any objection to moving up? Say again what item 11 is, Sharna.
Item 11 is to revise the Code of Conduct Working Group to finalize the Code of Conduct that had been under discussion, I believe, 2 years ago.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving that up under?
There is an objection. I don't see any need for a Code of Conduct. As far as I'm concerned, people have been talking like adults. About tough issues, and this whole farce of a code of conduct is intellectually insulting and, the work of control freaks. I don't like it a bit.
Sean, but do you object to putting it on the agenda so you can say all that and vote it down?
I object to putting it at 5. We have much more serious things to deal with. That should be at the bottom of any agenda.
All right, would you call for a vote on this, George, instead of
bullied? So let's have a roll call vote on moving item 11 up to right after item 5, application of the recently adopted 365-day rule to partial terms.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Let me say what I have here. I have the amendment is to move revive Code of Conduct Working Group to come after 5. Would that make it 5A or 6?
Yes,
or
let's
what?
Call it 5A so we don't have to change 5A. Any other numbers.
A point of information?
Yes.
What is it coming after? When we move 11, the Code of Conduct, where does it, what does it follow?
Application of the recently adopted 365-day rule to partial terms.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the roll, our poll?
Okay, let's call the roll. Okay. Mark it so I'll find it later. And, okay, this is a vote on the amendment to, this is a vote on the amendment to revive Code of Conduct Working Group item to 5A in the agenda. Dia Bediaco.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
No.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamat. Badra Kilgour.
Yes.
Lizette King.
No.
R. Paul Martin, I'll pass. Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
Sarv Rundawa, George Ryder?
Abstain.
Aki Tanaka?
Abstain.
Joseph Wanzala?
No.
Ted Weisgel?
No.
Okay, going back to me, I'm neutral. I'll abstain on this one. All right, we have three yes.
It was one pass, I think, Harpool. Was that just you?
Excuse me?
Were you the person who passed?
Yeah, I passed, and I just abstained.
All right, okay, yes.
Three yes. One, two, five no, three abstentions.
Okay, are there any other changes to the order of the agenda?
This is Chris Condon, KPFK.
Yes.
George, in the last meeting, I had proposed a motion for the elimination of the position of program director network-wide. My recollection was that it was placed on the agenda last time, even though the discussion was that it would probably just be referred to the PNB and from there to another committee. But my recollection was that it was voted on and placed on the agenda for this time. Am I not remembering this correctly?
You know, I don't know. Paul, do you know?
I will have to look for a second here and bring old stuff up. So hold on. And I'm sorry I haven't got the minutes from the last time, but it has been a little...
It wasn't reflected in the minutes.
Paul, I think it required... I requested that there be that it be checked on the audio. Because...
Okay, this is a different thing. Okay, I confused what you were talking about. Yes, that motion. I haven't checked it in the audio yet, but I'm pretty sure that's it, but I will check it in the audio. I have not had a chance to do that yet. Sorry.
Well, in any event, I'd like to... My recollection is that it was placed on the agenda for this time, and it will probably just take, a minute to deal with because the dealing with it may be just referring it to the PNB, but I would like to request that it be added to the agenda this time ahead of any new business.
Mrs. Sharna, I request that this be tabled until the audio can be confirmed. My recollection is that the committee agreed that it be sent to finance and personnel where it was more appropriate.
Well, does anybody else have any recollections of this?
No, I think Sharon is right. I think that is what we agreed to do.
Mr. Chair, I'm somewhat confused here because there was an issue brought up about the motions that were passed at the February 26th meeting, because I had posted that to everybody. And now I'm hearing about something that hadn't actually come up, because all I posted were...
No, it did come up. It did come up, and we did dispose of it. And I think it was done the way Sharna says. I don't really know for sure, but that's when Sharna said it, it sort of rang a bell.
There was a vote on it. I recall there was a vote on it to place it on the agenda. And if Sharna is correct, shouldn't that be reflected in the minutes?
Yes, if that happened. I mean, I haven't had a chance to do the minutes yet. If people want, I can bring the other thing up from before, what I'll do the minutes off of, and I can look at it.
I move that this be tabled until the audio can be checked.
Sharna, we can't table a motion which isn't even there yet. So,
If it was disposed of, as you say, instead of tabling it and delaying it.
I have it here in the notes. There was a motion to add to the agenda as an emergency austerity measure that the position of PD be eliminated network-wide, and the vote was 6-4-2 against, 1 abstention. So that, in fact, was on the agenda for the last meeting.
And did we ever get to it?
Let me go down here. No, that is not among the past motions.
Okay, my apologies. I didn't realize it was on the agenda. So it's, it would be at the end of the agenda, I assume, which would be item 11 at this point. Do you want to move it forward?
The agenda was already approved. It takes two-thirds to add it.
We haven't approved it yet. We were still going over changes in the order.
It would be item 12, George. 11 remains.
Yeah.
Issue was if 11 would be moved or not.
Sorry, that's right. 11 remains where it was. This would be item 12.
Are you sure?
No, actually, it should be item 11, and this should be, and item 11 should be item 12.
Since it was already on the agenda for last time.
That's right. It should be item 11 instead of item 12. So, did you want to move put that forward, Chris?
Let's just put it on the agenda and deal with it as we come to our agenda items.
It's on the agenda. Okay, so we'll get to it in time. Okay, it is on the agenda, and we'll get to it when we get to it.
Okay, that's great.
Are there any other motions for change in the order of the agenda? Well, I had suggested that I would just as soon not deal with the first item. We began discussing it anyway, so people, I hope, will be clear at least what the item is. But my understanding is that at least for the next meeting of the PNB, we do not have to deal with this. And we have some other issues like the whistleblower policy and the confidentiality agreement, which I think are more urgent. I would like to get to them. So I'd like to move this down to item... just before item 5, which would be item 4B. Is there any objection to that?
Okay, so you're going to move item 1A to... Where exactly?
Item 4B, just before item 5.
4B, okay.
Yes.
And let me put that in here. 4B. I'd like to suggest that we put times on the items.
Please.
Because we have 12 things, we should, and two items on this. One, we should put times on them so that we eventually end them. Otherwise, we'll just have an argument for everything about it. Two, there's a standing rule in this committee that the meetings go until 10.
Yeah, we can change that too. But and I'd like to, but I don't want to move that right now. When you say put times on it, do you mean at the end of that time we go on to discuss something else, or as on the PNB where there's a standing rule at the end of that time we vote?
Well, the standard thing is that you put a time on it, and when the time is up, you say the time is up. If people want to continue discussing on that item, you have a motion to extend the time, which requires a two-thirds, and it passes, you extend the time. If it doesn't pass, then you deal with it. Now, you're just discussing something, that's it. You move to the next item. If there's a motion on the floor, you immediately go to a vote. No more debates, no more nothing. You vote at that moment, and then you go on to the next item.
Okay, that's our polls. Let me just take comments about that. My hesitation about that is that it violates the sense that you shouldn't be able to call the question in a committee. This isn't exactly calling the question, but for putting a time on it and insisting that we vote, it has that effect. So... is there anyone who objects to our poll suggestion?
It seems seems to me, this is the most efficient way of functioning. That's what we usually do on our own LSC. And
okay. Is there anybody who objects to it? Hearing none, that's what we'll do. On number 4B, into that.
George, this is Ted, and my agenda says number one is the whistleblower policy.
You haven't got the one then, Ted.
What?
You haven't got the most recent.
I have access to a computer right now. I printed this out. So what is number one?
Number one is the one we began discussing, which has to do with how to deal with the fact that we need to have biweekly telephone meetings, and we at the same time have a bylaw which says that the only meetings we can have are special meetings outside of the regular in-person meetings, and that these have to be have agendas which are finalized 7 days in advance, as well as some other requirements which are reasonably onerous. So that's the item I would like to not discuss any further today, but put it down to item 4B.
Okay.
You object to that?
No, I don't. What is item number two?
Item number two is the whistleblower policy.
Let's go.
Okay. Hearing no objections, then that will be item 4B. Can we approve? Well, let's get some times on this. We have, it is now, well, let's, it is now 20 minutes after 8. We have, in my time, we have
20 minutes after 9.
I said my time. We have,
okay, sorry.
It's after 9 Eastern time. We have 40 minutes left of this meeting if we go till 10. I would like to go to 10:30. It's great to have a quorum. It's great to have people who want to do the business. I'd like to use the time that we've got together as productively as possible. I know that the people on the East Coast, it means going a bit later for them. Is there any objection to going to 10:30?
I can't stand that long, Mr. Sherna. I could stay until 7:15.
10:15 would be on your then. Any objection to going to 10:15? Good. Hearing none, we'll go to 10:15. Now, times for these various items. The whistleblower policy, we discussed it last time. How much time do you want to... Let me have a suggestion for a time on the whistleblower policy.
George, this is Sherna. I don't see how we can have further discussion unless we have something in front of us that reflects the various changes.
Or no changes. There was no motion.
John was working on putting together various things to come up with some changes.
I've asked Sean to construct a motion, which I hope he's done, and he'll put it forward. But the question is, how much time do you want to spend on it? If you want to leave it open, I suppose we can do that.
The point is that with Flores, very, very hard.
Sorry, Sharon, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
My point was that with nothing in before us, it's rather hard to have a discussion.
It puts us in a catch-22 situation, Sharna, because we have to approve the agenda in order to be able to discuss and bring up motions. On the other hand, if we don't put a time on it, we have no way to approve the agenda.
I would take 5 minutes so that we could try and figure out how we put something together with the various...
Let me suggest 10 minutes. I think it's going to require that, and we can extend if possible. Is there any objection to 10 minutes for this motion? Okay. Is there any objection to 10 minutes for the confidentiality agreement? Hearing none, we'll have 10 minutes for that. Is there any objection to 10 minutes for the change in status from listener to staff, the issue of what happens when someone changes status on the LSP? Any objection to 10 minutes for that?
I have a question about it.
Yes.
I thought that Grace was talking more generally about the definition of staff with an upper...
That's another issue altogether.
Oh, okay.
That's also on the agenda.
Related, I think they need to be tied together because it has to do with what is the definition of unpaid staff.
Well, yes and no. It doesn't actually. That's really a separate issue, and it is certainly unclear and certainly needs to be handled. But if that decision is made, then the decision about whether or not the person has to be step down or continue on the LSB, if so, for how long, has to be handled in any case. And so it seems to me there's no problem in handling that. Given that someone has changed position by whatever standards, what do we do then? That's what number four is.
Well, this is Chris Condon from KPFK. If we keep on going at this rate, we'll still be talking about the agenda by 10:15.
I understand.
Exactly.
Any objection to 10 minutes for this item? Okay. Hearing none, we've got 10 minutes for that. The next one is item 4A. Government's committee will solicit suggestion for changes in the bylaws and vet these for presentation to the PMB for action. I suggest 10 minutes for that as well. That will just about give us time to complete those four items. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to the approving the agenda with the changes in times as we've just discussed? Hearing none, we have an agenda. The first item on the agenda is the whistleblower policy. Sean, do you have a motion to make about that?
I do, and it's very short and sweet, and I would like to talk about this further, but I move that as a California corporation, we adopt a whistleblower policy pursuant to the California Whistleblowers Act, as amended, and California Labor Code 1102.5, as well as Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. If we do all that, if we adopt that we're just going to follow these laws, not only are we covered by those laws, but we are in accordance with Sarbanes-Oxley.
Now, let me clarify this. We actually have to post the whistleblower policy. Is your suggestion that what we post is the statement that we are in compliance with these
right.
following laws?
Absolutely. You're totally protected once you lay out the laws that your policy is in accordance with or pursuant to.
Okay. So that's Sean's motion. Any discussion about that?
I have a question, mainly.
Yes. Chair, I need to hear this.
We need to second the motion.
Not on a committee, you don't.
All right, okay.
Can I hear the motion again?
Sean, would you email that to everybody?
Yeah, you know what? Can I email that to you and to Mr.
Yes.
Paul and them? Okay.
Put
and
on the
ready, I'd like to just talk for a minute to motivate the
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay.
We need a timekeeper. Anybody? Would someone volunteer to keep the time?
Well, I'm watching the time.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
How much time do I have, Mr. Chair?
About 8 minutes, I would say.
Okay. No, I don't want to take. I just want to say that the original. For whatever reasons, the original language that came out of the audit committee were taken from what appears to be a website for large insurance companies, and the language was really written, for and by insurance companies, and they just slammed Sarbanes-Oxley on it. In fact, if you look at Sarbanes-Oxley and what was sent out to us by our other audit committee member, Mr. Adelson, there's a breakdown there, and it points out that not only can you not have any kind of retaliation, which was the problem with our original policy, you were protected from retaliation only if you reported to us first, but it lays out that you can not in any way, on any manners, retaliate against anybody, even if they get it wrong, okay? And if we followed this policy, we would weaken already strong laws in California, like I said, the Whistleblowers Act, which outlaws, again, any retaliation whatsoever, as well as recent rulings by the Supreme Court, both the U.S. Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago and the California State Court, that once again said, doesn't matter if it's whether you're cooperating or not cooperating, you cannot be retaliated against for anything, including sexual harassment, okay? So if we follow these laws, we are totally covered. And lastly, if somebody wants to sit down and talk about putting together a policy for the network that establishes a confidential and anonymous process that people can go to if they wish or not go to before they go to the proper authorities, I'm willing to sit down and talk about that. But that is not what is in the language of what was proposed out of the audit committee. In actuality, it weakens workers' rights, and I don't think there's anybody on this board that wants to adopt any policy for Pacifica that weakens workers' rights.
Sean, it's Sherna. I just have a quick question. I think it's a very good motion, but I'm assuming that all of those things that you cited would be printed.
Yes, I'll send them.
Motion, because people have to know exactly what this means.
And I'm happy to. I'm happy. We can put the language in there and everything. I got this email a few minutes before the meeting when George asked me to write this up. So it is the bare bones, and it lays it out. And I'm very happy to send you a breakdown or analysis that talks about all these laws and can give you not only the black letter law, but an in-depth understanding.
What I'm saying is, if we adopt this, that I would move that we adopt this with all of the laws and
absolutely
cited specifically, so that people know what indeed their rights are.
Well, you know, in a lot of these things, when it comes to workers' rights, it doesn't give the worker an affirmative right. What it does is stop the employer from doing negative things, okay? It gives them a protection. Like, you know, the labor code, 1102.5, outlaws a employer from putting together any kind of policy or procedure that prohibits a employee from going in good faith to the proper authorities to report a crime or unethical behavior. So you see, a lot of this isn't like, hey, we're granting you a right. What they're doing is granting a protection.
I'd like to give other people a chance to speak on this. Is there anybody who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
This is Chris Condon. I have a question, if I may.
Sure.
I'm opposed to the motion. This is Nia.
Let me give Nia priority then, and then we'll go to Chris's questions.
Okay. Just to clear up quite a few things that were said there. First of all, the whistleblower policy that came out of the Audit Committee, George, and you're on the PNB, it absolutely does not limit the rights of the employees. It says specifically in, because I'm trying to pull it up now.
I'll be happy to read it for you.
Interrupt me. I did not interrupt you. It does not say that, okay? And I'm looking for it right now to pull it up. It absolutely does not. And I sent this to you, George, when it was deep six in this committee, where it does not belong.
I'll be happy to read the whistle policy.
Everyone has a copy of this. It was sent.
I have it right in front of me, George.
Nia has the floor in any case. So, Nia, please continue.
Okay. It absolutely does not. I'm trying to pull it up. And, George, I can send it to you again, where it specifically say that this particular thing does not prevent anyone from going to an outside agency. It is disingenuous, and Sean was on the audit, and he knows that it does not say that. What was touted around was something that was sent from another Pacifica National Board member, but absolutely verbatim, except that is the one from Compass Point that says you have to report it to your company first. The one that the audit committee had absolutely did not say that.
May I read what I discussed with Dan Siegel in a public audit committee meeting?
Sorry, Sean, please. Nia, are you finished speaking?
No, I am not. Why don't you call him? Why are you calling my name? To call this order.
Because they're asking you to continue. I'm telling him to be quiet. That's why, Nia.
Children, please play nicely.
I'm sorry. Please continue, Nia.
Okay. I'm pulling it up now. I mean, there is a law in the United States that if you steal, you go to jail, depending on how much you steal. Now we know Madoff is going to jail. But that does not prevent Pacifica from having a policy that says if you steal, you will be fired. That is absolutely ridiculous to say that. And again, I will reiterate that this does not say that it limits the employees. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to send it to you again. I don't have a list, George.
Okay, I'll forward it to the list as soon as I get it.
Huh?
I'll forward it to the list as soon as I get it.
Okay, it specifically says policy does not waive any employee rights under law. That's exactly what it said. So to mislead people into thinking that the audit committee members did that is absolutely disingenuous. And I will forward it to you now.
Could you forward me a copy? I never received one. And I would like to make it before, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Okay, I want to read a short paragraph from the employee protection policy that is put out to cover the, and it says right here on the first page, the Pacifica Foundation, okay? An employee is protected from retaliation only if the employee brings the alleged unlawful activity, policy, or practice to the attention of the foundation and provides the foundation with a reasonable opportunity to investigate and correct the alleged unlawful activity. The protection described below is only available to the employee that complies with this requirement. That clause right there puts us in conflict with the California Whistleblowers Act with Sarbanes-Oxley that says, you can in no way retaliate against an employee, even if they get it wrong, you can't retaliate. And that is, and I'm happy to send this to anybody, it's got the Pacifica Foundation right on the top in the first paragraph. That is.
Can you tell me where this is? I have something in front of me called Pacifica Foundation Whistleblower Policy that was forwarded to us for last time, and I'm not.
If you go down, if you're looking at it, it says employee protection, in parentheses, whistleblower policy. And you go down to the second half of the second paragraph, and you will see.
I don't think this is what we had from before. You're talking about something else.
Well, I don't know what Neil's talking about because there was a lot of contention in the audit committee. There was a lot of contention in the audit committee, and we tried to change things there, and they made some changes that really weren't changes, I guess, but none of those changes were ever sent out or publicly produced or given to me or anyone else. So as far as I know, they don't exist.
Well, when I'm
Chair, the time for this item has expired.
Thank you.
I need to know, one, who made this motion, and could I get it?
Yeah, it's Sean Casey O'Brien, and I'm sending it right over to you, and I was working on it earlier, and I'm sending it right over to you, and it's very
George, I need a clarification, because you sent us last time something that the only heading on it is the Pacifica Foundation, and then again in parentheses Foundation, whistleblower policy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, so I'm not clear.
My understanding is that is what came out of the audit committee and was referred to this committee for discussion and coming back with some recommendation.
Right. Okay, so I'm not sure what Sean is reading from.
My recollection is, I haven't got it in front of me, is it actually contains what he just read.
Mr. Chair, if we're out of time on this matter and nobody has moved for
it was a point of information and she was entitled to ask, we're out of time. And we need to go vote.
I move we table this because evidently everybody needs to look at the documents and the facts and understand the facts.
Motion to table is in order.
Don't waste any more time.
A motion to table is in order and is not discussable. Do you want to make that?
I move we table.
Okay.
Who's moving to table?
And have all of the documents.
Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Who's moving to table?
Sean.
And can we please specify that all the appropriate documents be sent to us so that we have them in front of us when we continue the
My understanding is you have the document that he just read from, and it was what I sent, and my understanding is it came from the audit committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
that is not what came from the audit committee.
Is there any objection to tabling this motion? Hearing none, the motion's tabled. We go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the confidentiality agreement. I don't know that I asked anyone to have a motion for this. I don't think I did. There's a statement that Grace asked that we all read, which is from the open meeting section of our bylaws, and it discusses essentially what is and isn't a confidential meeting, a meeting that can be held in executive session, and what is a public meeting.
I'm sorry, George. I thought we were discussing the confidentiality agreement that we had before us last time and that led to a discussion that perhaps the ethics policy of the foundation that Grace did forward to us could stand as, and that a confidentiality agreement was not necessary.
That's completely correct. Grace wanted us to see this. That's why it's included in your agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion with regard to the confidentiality agreement?
Well, I'm unclear. What confidentiality agreement are we talking about?
There is in existence right now a confidentiality agreement, which you should all have copies of.
Okay.
Some people have objected to signing. We discussed that last time.
Right.
As you suggested. Go ahead, Sharon.
And my understanding was that what we were going to do was look at the ethics policy and see if that was then sufficient, and we did not need the confidentiality agreement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I would like to speak to that then.
Okay, go ahead.
I think the ethics policy, the language looks very good. I'd ask Grace if this had been revised since this was dated 10/05. My concern is that the confidentiality agreement had provision for action to be taken if confidentiality was violated, and I didn't see anything like that in here.
Grace, are you still here?
Sure.
Grace, are you still on the call? I guess not. We won't. Grace? It sounds perhaps like Grace is trying to unmute, but I don't know. Would anyone else like to speak to this issue?
A question. This is Lizette.
Yes.
I'd like to ask what it is we are suggesting by way of penalty or punishment.
I don't think a suggestion has actually been made. Sharna was saying that there was nothing in the ethics statement about what reality was breached.
Right, so that begs the question, what is being considered as punitive?
I'm not suggesting a punishment, but there seems to me that you need a clause about what happens when confidentiality is breached, and it would depend on how serious it is. In fact, that, I believe, is in that code of conduct on that committee that Grace herself had chaired 2 years ago.
On chat?
Yes?
I did not see the ethics document. I would hope that there's something there that intimates what action is to be taken. But given the fact that this is Pacifica, and given the fact that a lot of us, even when we sign this thing, we decide what should go out and what shouldn't. I think whatever penalty there should be should come on a case-by-case basis. The board will discuss the item if it becomes a problem and decide it at the time. I do not subscribe to hanging anything over anybody's head for talking what they feel like talking about in Pacifica. And a good example is the thread that we have right now.
Would someone make a motion to accept the ethics statement in lieu, instead of the present agreement on confidentiality? We could actually have a motion on the floor.
I so move. I move that we accept the ethical policy that we have already. And I'll give the reason. The confidentiality thing that we have right now just addresses one thing, keep secret. It doesn't talk about the other things. It's like the Ten Commandments. We take out of it, do not murder, but we steal.
Well, I would like to amend.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I'm not sure I have this motion. It sounds like we accept the policy we already have.
No. The motion as framed was that we accept as our confidentiality policy the ethics statement that already exists instead of the existing confidentiality agreement, which is a specific document.
Mr. Chair, I can't write nearly this fast.
Okay,
we accept as our confidentiality policy, and now there's a document that we're...
The ethics... Right.
Yes, there's an ethics
document.
I'm going
to have to grab a hold of that and put it in the minutes here. So, accept as our confidentiality policy.
Compliance with the ethics document. How about that?
There you go.
The existing ethics document.
The existing ethics document, yes.
The policy, the existing...
policy, yes.
Policy on ethics.
I'll forward it to you, or I'll forward it to as many of you as I can figure out email addresses.
We're on the list, you know. The Governance Committee mailing list has everybody here on it, so everybody should get something and sent to that list.
You know, I don't think I'm on the committee, actually. I'm an interloper.
Okay.
If you send it to me, I'll send it to everybody.
Okay.
I would like to amend the motion, George.
Yes, you want to amend, Sharna?
Yes.
What's the amendment?
I'm not sure that I am prepared yet to state it, but my concern is that just because the policy exists, I would like a statement that people do sign that they have read the ethics policy and agree to comply with it. And further understand that a breach of the ethics policy might result in action taken by the PNB.
Thank you.
I forgot it because I didn't write it down.
Okay. Is there any objection to Sharna's amendment?
I object to it. It's not in keeping with what I just said. I said I don't like the idea of hanging any punitive measure over people's head. You give the majority that wants to be, what do you call it again? Something of the majority.
The tyranny.
Tyranny of the majority. I do not agree with it.
Sharna, did you want to speak to that? You actually had two parts to your motion. One was that we would try to state that we read the thing.
Yes.
And the other was that we recognize that there could be consequences if we violate it.
Right, but that people sign a statement that they have read it and agree to comply and recognize that there could be consequences should there be a breach of the ethics policy.
Well, the first part, sir.
And I object, and we should put it to the vote.
You objected. George asked me to restate it.
All right.
Read what I have.
A point of order. Do you have a point of order? This is Nia.
Point of order.
There's so much noise. Can we get a copy of this? I don't see how we're voting on something that we all have not seen.
We were supposed to have gotten a copy. Grace, I believe, sent a copy like a week and a half ago.
Yeah. This is Chris Condon. Can I be recognized by the chair?
Certainly, Chris.
Last meeting, we dealt with this, and I believe that we passed a motion to the effect that you were going to send the relevant document around, and we were going to reply saying that we have received and understood it. I received it, and I replied saying that I have read and understood it. What else do we need to do? I mean, did anybody else receive it and reply according to what we determined last time?
Mr. Chair, point of order. For all PNB members, the document is in the red folder that was handed out at the PNB meeting. So if anybody who doesn't have it in front of them, just go get the red folder from the Pacifica National Board meeting of January 30th in Los Angeles. It's there.
And who made that point of order?
That was Sean. These aren't actually points of order. But
I'm disappointed. I don't know whether to call it information or...
It's useful information, and so one can get it from there. It was emailed about 8 days ago. Grace, you wouldn't mind a chance. Did you send it around again, Grace?
You know, I think it was posted. I think it was posted on the Pacifica.org website. I'm looking for it on there. I actually can't find it. But I'll look for it in my email. I was having a little trouble with that. I'm trying to find it.
This is Chris Condon. I thought I was recognized. Was I?
You were, Chris. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
I think that we're spending a lot of time trying to set policy on things that we already have policy on. I mean,
exactly.
Exactly.
Because you're speaking in favor of the original motion by Sean. What about the amendments by Scherner?
Can I read that?
Amendment in the first part is okay, but the second part, you know, is just like, you know, what's the penalty? A spanking by Scherner? I mean,
oh, I do too.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, to pardon me for interrupting the fun part of the meeting, but we
yes.
have time.
Okay.
Reread it, George. I haven't won.
Yes, we're going to have to vote on the amendment. Would you like to divide the question? I think that would be useful to divide the question in two parts, if that's all right, Scherner. So would you read it again?